Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. What was the secret of her remarkable consistency of character, her extraordinary contribution to the nation and nations of the world? It's a question she answered in 2002. I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel. And so, friends, there's some pictures here. I mean, we've spoken about the coronation, and I think each one of you have mentioned in some respect that, but it was a very moving thing that I never got to witness. But if I just want to visit that for a moment, because this carries a lot of symbolism. At her coronation in 1953, she held this royal scepter. And that's, you know, jumping ahead a little bit, but that picture was almost like there's the royal scepter and the orb. It was a magnificent diamond-encrusted cross, and this orb with the cross mounted on top, it symbolized the rule of Jesus Christ over the earth. The symbol of power was put into her hand, indicated that she was a servant of the greater king, King Jesus. And just the single diamond in just one of the scepters has an estimated value of £400 million. I don't know what that is in today's terms, because that was written some years ago. But the moderator of the Church of Scotland, he presented the Queen with an object described in the service as the most valuable thing the world can ever give, ever afford. And it was just this, friends, the Bible, the Word of God. It's God's message to mankind. It shows us what God is like. It reveals His love, His commitment to us, and what His Son has done for us, and how we can know and enjoy Him, and how we can live and love in His ways. But friends, then there was a part of the service that wasn't televised, and I do feel there's application in this morning. It was deemed to be too solemn, too sacred, to allow the televisions to see that part of the service. And so this was taken in the rehearsals, this picture of her in this plain wedding dress. The symbols of her, it's not a wedding dress actually, it's just a plain white dress. It was such that her symbols of status were removed. The crimson velvet robe, the diamond diadem, the coronation necklace, all of those were just taken off, and all was left was the simple white dress, like a bride, although not even a bride's dress. And the picture and the symbolism was that she's been given not to a husband, but to a people. And at this point, she's anointed with oil, and the symbolism is that she's been set apart to serve and love her people in all her actions, with all her heart and with all her mind. And then the royal biographer, William Shawcross, he wrote, when Queen Elizabeth II was crowned in 1953, she found, like her mother before her, an almost sacrificial quality at the heart of the service. It was the moment when the holy oil was applied to her, rather than the crown, with St. Edward's crown of solid gold. It was this that was of supreme importance for the Queen. Indeed, it was the most solemn and most important moment of her entire life. And I think that's so meaningful because, friends, in Christ, we too are called to consecrate our lives to Him, our Savior, our Lord, our King. That's what we're called to do. You, friends, as 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. You are royalty. In the eyes of God, you are a holy priesthood, a royal nation. Each one of you is a priest unto the Lord. You don't need a separate service in a very solemn, you know, sacred way to be anointed with oil. But God wants to set you apart. God wants to anoint you for works of service, which He's prepared in advance for you. He's got things in mind for your life, as He had things in mind for the Queen's life. And so things stand out about her strong faith and that it helped her and it guided her. And many of us, as we've heard this morning, were blessed and encouraged by her Christmas messages and her faith that she shared so publicly. So there's two things that stand out: her constant sense of duty and her humble devotion to God. And friends, out of those, she upheld and defended the values of faith, family, and freedom. An embodiment, or she was an inspiration of constant, faithful leader, and an embodiment of Christian vocation of, and I think this is so important, self-sacrificial love and service. Self-sacrificial. When she came to the throne, I was 15 years old. And, you know, I wasn't born for another 15 years. Let me just get, otherwise it would be like, I'm 75. She had already reigned for 15 years before I was born. But anyone under the age of 70 cannot imagine a life without her, because she's always been ever present. And so I think we would do well to remember her strength, her empathy, her grace, her devotion to our country and the countries of the Commonwealth for an unrivaled 70 years. And just maybe this picture of her 21st. This was in Cape Town. And she was, when destiny called, without hesitation, whatever her qualms, she stepped up to the mark. In her radio address on her 21st birthday, she said, "I declare before you all," she said, "that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service." And she finished by saying, "God help me to make good my vow. And God bless all of you who are willing to share it." And then recently, King Charles III said, "That was more than a promise. It was a profound personal commitment which defined her whole life." And I think those things, when we stand and we make those sort of responses to our King, it will define our lives. Was she perfect? By no means. Did she ever make mistakes? For sure. But throughout her life, she unfailingly upheld that pledge as best she could, putting duty before else and serving both God and her people diligently with fortitude, commitment, and consistency. She was our queen. She was a figurehead. She was this strength, this one who held the course, consistently, winsomely, and publicly honored the God she serves, and served an incredibly joyful, persevering, life-affirming, generous-hearted, unstinting, wise service on behalf of others. A life of service, a life well lived. And friends, as I wrap up, I know that service is a key thing that I'd love to have touched on this morning, but for the sake of time, I'll probably allude to that next week. Because we can take, as we see on the board outside, Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for all. That is our example, friends, our great example, as much as it was her example, to serve her great King, the servant queen and the King she served. And so that example, a God who served, a God who gave, and how could we not, in his footsteps, do the same? And so we need to pray for the Queen and her family, her extended family at this time. They've lost their mother, their grandmother, their great-grandmother, and their friend. But we want to also thank God for her faith, her life of service, and her dedication to duty, and the inspiration that that will be for us in looking to our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning for incredible life and legacy that she's left, as we've heard these tributes and testimonies. God, I thank you for that. I thank you that we can take heart and we can take courage from her steadfastness, seeing through the course, running a good race, finishing well. And that, Lord, that we may reflect in our own lives what it means to run a race and to hold to the course and keep in the faith. And defend the faith and uphold the faith. And I thank you for the grace that you will give us, Lord, to do just that. That God, in our service, we will honor you above all else. In our lives, in our love, in our charity, in our giving, in all ways, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we've got a few things that we'd love to do. There was a video tribute that I think the BBC put together. I think that would be fitting. And if you haven't seen, Boris Johnson's speech. It's on YouTube. It's longer than I was planning to play this morning, of just 3 minutes, but it's 8 minutes, and he's an incredible orator. Despite all his faults, he was quite cut to the heart as he spoke. There was emotion. There was heart there. She touched his life in an amazing way. And it is an incredible tribute if you get to see it at some point. But we're just going to look at her life through the eyes of the BBC. And in that moment, take to heart the example she's been to all of us.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service.
Inside the palace, 100,000 people surged forward in a solid mass. They wanted Elizabeth. They wanted Philip.
To you now, as your queen and as a grandmother, I say from my heart. First, I want to pay tribute to Diana myself. With the benefit of historical hindsight, we can all see things which we would wish had been done differently, or not at all.
Tribute. I wonder if we could have the band as we begin to close up the service this morning, if that's okay. There's Andrew. Thanks, Andrew. It's also Andrew's last Sunday with us. He's heading off to Japan, and at the end of the song, we'll get a chance to pray for him and pray for what God has for him in this far-flung nation of Japan. It's a long way from here. And he studied some years of Japanese in New York, and now we'll be heading off to this nation. So, we've also haven't done the offering this morning. Maybe we can do that as part of this last song, if you wouldn't mind. Let's stand together. And Lord, we thank you for your goodness towards us and your provision. Thank you for your faithfulness to us and your faithfulness to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Lord. You kept her all the days of her life, Lord. And I thank you that those days were allotted by you and she honored you with those days. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.